It feels that way. It really does. But keep watching. You know how it is. We face a really stout defense here coming up here this week from what I hear.
Yeah, I hear that defense is pretty good. For the Cleveland Browns, Steelers and Browns, really is the game of the week on Sunday. One of the games of the week. After a primetime slate this week that was very blah with the Jets and the Raiders and Denver and Buffalo, where we thought Buffalo was a part of the AFC's elite, but maybe more so down to the level of a Jets and Raiders and Denver Broncos. Oh, what a disaster. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But also, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Mike Tomlin was commenting on the running game and the way that it performed on Sunday in the victory over the Green Bay Packers in another nail-biting game, where if you truly think of it, and this is just immediately what I thought when the game was going on in the fourth quarter, this is the exact same game. It's a duplicate, pretty much like waking up on Groundhog Day, like this entire season has been, of the way that the Steelers have won games. The offense grabbed the lead late. The offense had the lead, though, for a majority of this game, something that hasn't been the case that much for the Steelers this year. Usually it's been come back in the fourth and then hold on. Instead of pretty much, grab the lead, sustain the lead, control the game the entire way against Green Bay. But once again, the offense could not close it out, just like in the Tennessee game. So a chance for the opposing offense. Now, the failures of Green Bay in that game and the failures of Tennessee might be because of Jordan Love and Will Levis being first-year starters. Will Levis in his second career game. Jordan Love, after starting out pretty well, he wasn't feeling the love in the city of Pittsburgh. As the Steelers, Patrick Peterson had probably the best game of his Steeler career. Not probably, he did. With a deflection, the setup of Keanu Neal interception in the end zone, which was so super critical for the Steelers in a four-point game. And also, remember that blocked extra point that made sure it was a four-point game. So the Green Bay couldn't kick an extra point. Didn't make the extra point to make it a three-point game, but couldn't kick a field goal to tie it. So why is it the exact same game? The Steelers didn't turn the ball over. The Steelers played decently well when they needed to. And down the stretch, final play of the game, the Steelers are able to win it on a game-sealing interception. Doesn't it feel like Groundhog Day? Doesn't it feel like Bill Murray is just going to wake up, or we will just wake up every Sunday and see the exact same result? Now, I think part of it is the opponent that you face off against. But you have to, and he's received a lot of criticism, you have to give some credit to Kenny Pickett. We bash him. He is under so much heat, so much criticism. And you can call in 412-928-9370. I'd love to hear your opinions. Pickett was 14 of 23 for 126 yards. He didn't throw a touchdown, but he didn't throw a pick. And he didn't utilize the middle of the field. Pickett did not complete a pass greater than 5 yards in the middle of the field. If you look at just in between the hashes, not one pass has been completed. And Chris Muller pointed out something yesterday that, it was stunning. Apparently, Kenny Pickett has just completed three passes that gained over 10 yards inside the hash marks. Not against the Packers, but the entire season. What another weird Kenny Pickett stat? Career wins for Pickett, 13. Career passing touchdowns, 13. Career interceptions, 13. Lucky 13, unlucky 13. It doesn't make sense. But when you stack it up and you think about it this way, the Steelers were 3-6 at this point last year. They're 6-3. The conversations in Pittsburgh and the conversations in Cleveland are much different. The Browns have won games with P.J. Walker, with Deshaun Watson, who seemingly doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to play. He just wants to kind of collect his guaranteed money, his checks. And yeah, he did lead the charge in the comeback against Baltimore. But think about this. Josh Allen, in his play and his performances, as well as lackluster coaching from the Bills with 12 guys on the field at the end of the game, lost it for Buffalo. They're 5-5. They're on the edge of not making the playoffs. It's not good for the Buffalo Bills. It's really not good. Denver's 4-5. And looking like they ever so slightly might be in this race. If you look at Buffalo, their losses have been to Jacksonville, New England, the Bengals, the Broncos, as well as the Jets in week one. They lost to the Jets and the Patriots. Two teams in their own division that should dominate. And part of the reason why is the struggles of Josh Allen. He didn't play particularly well against Cincinnati. He was not good against Denver. Allen was 15-26 for 177 yards, two picks. He had a 59 rating. And even though he's like, saw the stat today, second in terms of passing touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, the NFL over some absurd amount of time in NFL history, he turns the football over almost as much as anyone in the NFL during his time span. There's no reason why Buffalo should be as bad as it was against Denver. Denver had 19 third downs. They converted 8. Buffalo had 8 total third downs. Buffalo ran for 192 and passed for 177. So we can criticize and critique Kenny Pickett all we want. The reality is, he doesn't throw a lot of touchdowns. The Steelers would rather run the football and get the job done that way. They had 6 comeback wins. That's every win. 6 one-score wins. 6 wins despite being outgained in every single game, and they've never scored greater than 24 points in a game. They have not scored 24 points, more than 24 points in a game. It's kind of stunning, isn't it? Jordan Love threw for 289, mostly because they were down for a while. 40 passing attempts from Jordan Love. It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. And I feel like we have the same conversation every single week. But Josh Roundtree tweeted it out last night. The Steelers have a 70% chance to make the playoff. Last year at this time, they were 3-6. Maybe we have to try to change the narrative a little bit. And I understand. I'm not trying to compare the Steelers to the Browns or say that what should be talked about in Cleveland should be similar to what's talked about in Pittsburgh. The standard in Cleveland is so low, they've tried to build it up in Cleveland to be a ton higher than what it is. But yeah, it's not that high in Cleveland. They want to get back to the playoffs. They want to see Deshaun Watson just be able to be a competent quarterback at this point and continue to show that he can be that Houston Texans form of Deshaun Watson that C.J. Stroud has really morphed into and really has been better than Deshaun Watson played when he was a Houston Texan. Nick Faribault, Steelers, now says the Steelers win next week against the Browns, their chances skyrocket to 81% to make the playoffs. Because if you look at the AFC playoff picture, Cincinnati and Baltimore play this week. That's a huge game. Overall, the games this week, there's a bunch of ones to keep an eye on and really do the pointing meme at the TV. Yeah, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Thursday night. Everyone's going to be watching that. Eyes glued to the TV. Steelers-Browns, huge game. Jets-Bills, maybe Buffalo could lose that. Zach Wilson's horrendous, but you never know. Plus, Philadelphia-Kansas City. That's the game of the week. But the game of the day on Sunday, Minnesota-Denver Sunday night, who cares? Steelers-Browns is the game of the day. And the line is 3.5. Typically, 3 points is given to the home team just because they're at home. And that does still mean something in the NFL. So 3.5, maybe a stretch in the direction of Cleveland, but Baltimore is also favored by 3.5 against Cincinnati. AFC standings. Kansas City 7-2. Baltimore 7-3. If Kansas City loses to the Eagles, and the Steelers win, and Baltimore loses, the Steelers are in a position to be tied for first place in the AFC. Currently the number one wild card and fifth in the conference. Jacksonville, who the Steelers don't have the tiebreaker against, is 6-3. Miami 6-3 and leading the AFC East. Jacksonville in the South. Kansas City, obviously, in the West at 7-2. Cleveland 6-3 right now. If you win, that's two victories against the Browns. You did lose to Houston, and that game at this point doesn't look as bad. And if the Baltimore Ravens, who played Houston and beat Houston the first game of the year, played the Texans now, I'm not too sure that Baltimore wins it. And the Ravens have been a little bit lucky having the Lions, Seattle on the scheduled home, but they trounced them when they had the opportunity. So good on the Ravens for that. Their losses are to the Steelers and the Browns, two divisional opponents, and to the Colts with Gardner Minshew. Right now, though, if you're Buffalo, you're panicking. If Cincinnati loses to Baltimore, you're panicking. Would you rather have the Bengals basically be squashed against the Ravens and the Ravens win it, continue to build the lead in the AFC North, or just kill the Bengals? 5-5. And then Cincinnati's schedule, good luck to you. After Baltimore is the Steelers, the Jags, then the Colts, okay, then the Vikings. You never know, but it is in Cincinnati. And then the closing three games, at Steelers, at Chiefs, then the Browns. Good luck, Bengals. You got to try to basically, maybe not run the table, but if you go to 5-5, you're not going to beat all three of the Steelers, Chiefs, and Browns in a row. Unless the Browns completely collapse, Steelers will be in the playoff race. We think at that point, the Chiefs are the Chiefs. Jacksonville's good. That's Monday Night Football. Still got the Steelers twice. Cincinnati lost to the Ravens at home. They got to go to Baltimore. So, it's a great question to ask. Would you rather see Cincinnati basically just be outright squashed? I mean, 5-5 doesn't completely eliminate you from the playoffs, but it doesn't help when teams like the Steelers could be 7-3. Cleveland could be 7-3. They don't have the tiebreaker against Houston. 412-928-9370. I want your thoughts on that. Also, what's been the difference in the Steelers running game? It seems clear and apparent. Chukwuma Okorafor didn't like that they were running the football. Broderick Jones likes that they are. More on Broderick coming up. The Wake Up Show is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. I'm Austin Bechtel with you. It's the Fan Early Morning Show, 93.7 The Fan.